Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We spend so much of our lives running on empty. We hustle, we strive, and even in our faith, we exhaust ourselves trying to convince God to give us what we think we're missing. But what if the peace you are searching for was established at the beginning of time? Look at creation. God didn't form humanity in a void and then scramble to sustain us. He created the light, the waters, and the fruit before He created us. His provision always predates our need. Our God is proactive, never reactive. When Jesus declared, "It is finished," He permanently secured every blessing and ounce of grace you will ever require. In today's message titled, "He's Given Us What We Need," Evangelist Paul Acqua shares on shifting your perspective from lack to abundance and from effort to trust.
The story of creation demonstrates that God is a loving and proactive Father who has already provided everything necessary for life and godliness, making us not focus on lack, but, my friend, to trust in His prepared, abundant supply. Hallelujah. Look at the creation story and you will notice that God provided every need before anything ever had the need. He provided every need that was necessary before any creature had a need. So the creation story is a foundational example of God's grace and nature as a provider. He is our provider. He supplies all our needs. He foreknew what you would need before even the need arose. So God has anticipated your need and has already provided before the need arose, my friend. In the creation story, we all know from Genesis chapter 1 going, God did not create humanity until all necessary resources, for example, light, land, atmosphere, and sustenance, you name them, were already in place. This reveals that God operates from a foundation of abundance and foresight, providing for human needs before they arise. So God didn't create Adam and Eve, and then they got hungry, and He said, "Oh, well, I will provide for you." He didn't do that. Then they needed to breathe, and He said, "Oh, I think they need air. I will create air." He didn't do that. God anticipated every need of Adam and Eve. And not only Adam and Eve, but of the entire human race. Before we ever had a need, the supply was already made. Incredible. So you see, recognizing that God has already supplied the provision before we ever had the need stops a mindset of lack and fear and anxiety and depression. And that will allow us to trust in His provision, to believe Him that He will supply all our needs. Because God provided in advance in the beginning, we believe that He has already created the supply for our current needs. Already, it's already in place. See God as a good Father who desires to meet needs rather than a harsh taskmaster. No. He takes pleasure in His people prospering. You see, He said, "I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." That is the character of God. That's the nature of God. So understanding God's prior provision will free us from anxiety and enable us to live in the advance and grace already prepared for us. Hallelujah. It's like God set the table and prepared the food before we showed up. Before we came into this earth, He had already planned our life. He already knew what we needed and put them in place. So it's like going to God and He has set the table and prepared the food before we showed up. And that reminds me of the parable of the great banquet recorded in Luke chapter 14, verse 17. The master sent His servant at supper time to tell invited guests, "Come, for all things are now ready." My friend, in the kingdom, everything is ready. Your joy is ready in it. Your peace is in it. Your marriage is in it. Your children in it. Everything you will ever need is in the kingdom. So he said that, come, invited guests, come, for all things are now ready. It's just like if you go to somebody's house, they don't wait until you show up and then they start cooking. If they invited you in, they've already prepared. Let's say they invited you come for dinner. They don't wait until you show up and then they start cooking. Even if that's the case, they already prepared what they will cook, everything to get ready for you. They invited you and they have already prepared. They have already set the table. They've already got the menu and it's ready. And so God has already supplied everything before we ever had that need. Oh, what an incredible God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a good God we serve. So God set the table and prepared the food before we showed up. Jesus said, it's finished. He sat down on the cross. Everything is ready for us. No more striving, my friend, because Jesus finished the work. Believers must stop trying to earn salvation or forgiveness through individual effort or even attempting such an impossible task, and instead rest in what has already been accomplished. Hallelujah. God establishes the supply. He does it before individuals experience the need, always preparing blessing for his children before they even ask or face a challenge. You know, and that reminds me of the book of Psalms, David, which is very popular, Psalm 23, verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So God sets a feast of blessing and favor, and the enemy is forced to sit on the sidelines and watch God provide for his children. Hallelujah. You will never be ashamed. The enemy will only just see what you are now doing. He will see how you've been blessed. And that is what God does for his children. God is our source. It is not our effort that produces the blessing at all. Rather, God acts as the host who prepares the food and invites us to sit and feast on his mercy and goodness. The children of God are meant to operate from a place of rest. That's where we are. You know, we know that God has already prepared the way. He has already provided. He has already had the provision in place and victory before they arrive at our destination. All these things are ours. He gives us more abundantly. Hallelujah. We must rely on God's abundance and trust that he gives more than we ask or even think of. Look at what Jesus declared in the book of John chapter 10 verse 10. Most Christians know this. He said the thief or the enemy or Satan does not come except to steal, kill and destroy. And Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. He's an abundant God. He will give you more than you need. So he is the supplies already in place. Then trust him and draw it out. Even in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 also says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. He will give you more than you need. And so he has given you everything. You just see it when you use your faith to draw everything out, and you think it's just now that being provided. They are already there. Your faith will draw everything out. God is not withholding blessings. Instead, we as Christians fail to receive them because we are not properly tuning in to what has already been provided. It's already there. What have you received from Christ? Hallelujah. That's a question I want to ask you. What have you received? When you received Christ, obviously what I read earlier, you received abundant life. He said the thief does not come except to steal, kill and destroy. I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. So that abundant life is possible. The first step to experience this abundant life I'm talking about is acknowledging what God has already given you through the born-again experience. If you have received Christ, Bible says you are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Everything has become new. You see, so abundant life is available to you and me right now. that life Jesus came to give to believers is available immediately in the spirit. And through faith, it can be manifested in the physical or even emotional realms. Hallelujah. You are a new creation. All the abundant life is deposited in you right now. So when Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And the scripture also reveals in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 that he is now seated at the Father's right hand. He's not working anymore. So it's finished. Everything you ever needed, it's finished. It's been deposited there. It's in the spiritual realm. He sat down at the right hand of the Father. It's not working anymore. Jesus is not coming down from heaven to lay hands on you to receive your healing. He's not coming down to clothe the naked. He's not coming down to feed the hungry. He said, "By his stripes we were healed." He took all our diseases onto the cross. We are already healed. All we need to do is to tap into it and draw it out. He's already done it. It is finished. It's a done deal. Do you need to be healed today? It's already been done. Jesus bore your stripes in his body 2,000 years ago. It's not a matter of God will heal you. He's already healed you. By his stripes we were healed. So will you receive his gift? Will you receive it now? Will you put faith in what Jesus has done? Receive what you have already got by holding fast the faithful word of God. God's word is truth. He said, "By his stripes we were healed." We need to rely on the finished work of Christ and understand that in the spiritual realm, everything a believer needs. What is it? Well, do you need healing, prosperity, guidance? They've already been provided by God through Jesus Christ. You need to believe and act on your faith. The work is completed, not striving for completion at all. Understand your identity in Christ and live based on the new identity you have in Christ. If you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you can live and experience free love and righteousness as Jesus is now. Hallelujah. You are righteous. You are loved by God. You are free. You are a new creature if you have received Christ. So focus on God's grace. Focus on his finished work and divine provision. We have been created to walk in victory. You know, we need to understand that healing, deliverance, and victory over struggles are already purchased. You see, we do not fight for victory, but rather from a position of victory that already exists. So all the benefits of salvation, including healing, are available right now, my friend. The challenge is not getting God to do more, I'm telling you. It's not getting him to do more, but rather renewing your mind to believe what has already been finished. Just focus on the creation story. He never created something, and that something needed something that God for God to create before then. Faith stands on God's promises. Your faith can only receive what God has already provided by grace. It's very important. Faith does not convince God to do something he hasn't already done. Rather, it is the means by which we take hold of what God has already provided by grace. You see, he's already provided in the spiritual realm. When you step out, it shouldn't be blind faith. It should be confidence in a promise from God guiding your steps. That's why he says, "Come boldly to the throne of grace, where you will receive grace, you will receive mercy, you will receive help in time of need." All that is like prayer. You pray with faith. Focus on the promises, not problems. I'm telling you. So when you do that, if you focus on promises of God and not your problem, you will see manifestation of God's promises. You know, we need to be focusing on the word of God rather than on negative circumstances and situations, which can otherwise block the manifestation of God's will, which will otherwise block what God had already provided, because it's our faith that will draw out. This is good news, but if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is not applicable to you. Even though he provided everything, the first step is to receive. If you don't have him, you don't have God's provision. to the extent that will let you live in peace and tranquility. So if you will, you may pray this prayer after me and say everything from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.